It's hard to make over a downtown if a hulking empty mall is taking up 5 acres of valuable real estate. That's the situation Green Bay found itself in after a 30-year-old mall closed its doors. But the city recently settled a lawsuit with the mall's owners and now finds itself in charge of what to do with the site. Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt spoke at a downtown redevelopment meeting and told the crowd most of the mall will come down.
This is a big deal for Green Bay to have this settlement with the previous owners, and that's a real opportunity for Green Bay.
The city plans to restore streets that were closed off by the mall. A nonprofit development group is shepherding the plans. Jeff Merkus is executive director of Downtown Green Bay Incorporated. He's glad to see the mall go, but still doesn't think it was a mistake to build it in the first place.
Because 30 years ago, that's the way downtowns fix themselves. But it's important to note that for many years, the mall was vibrant, and it employed a lot of people and created a lot of revenues. It's not working right now. And rather than wallow in the despair, communities need to identify where their strengths are.
Merkus sees the Fox River as one of Green Bay's main strengths. The city plans to start building a $12 million boardwalk next year. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.